As promised, we're joined right now by somebody who played 15 years in the NFL, a three-time Pro Bowler, 12th all-time in passing yardage and TDs. He was a Heisman Trophy winner, a consensus All-American. He was the first pick in the 03 draft out of USC. Today, he appears courtesy of FedEx Air and Ground NFL program. Carson Palmer is my guest. Carson, great to have you back on. Good morning. How are you?
Jim, it's been a while. I'm excited to talk to you. How are things?
Carson,
how's the West Coast?
Yeah, man, that's funny you said that. I was going to say, man, I'm really happy to talk to you, too. It's been a while. Things are great here. It's great to have you on. Let me first ask you, you announced your retirement, Carson, back in January. So first things first, how is retired life treating you?
Retired life is good. You know, I was a little worried going into the weekend after I watched my SC Trojans, you know, take the L on Saturday. And then I was a little worried about my first chance to sit back and watch football, but I saw some of the hits these guys are taking and remember that feeling. And I'm much happier. I'm the spokesman for FedEx's Air and Ground player this year. And I'm much, much happier and much more comfortable talking FedEx and talking the Air and Ground players of the week as opposed to trying to win one as a quarterback like these guys are week in, week out this year.
Carson Palmer joining us, and he is appearing courtesy of FedEx Air and Ground and the NFL program there, which I will get to momentarily. You know, Carson, when you announced your retirement, you said in a statement over the course of your career that when you had teammates retire, you'd ask them, how did you know it was time? And generally they would say, you just know. So how did you know it was time to step away?
I just knew. My body let me know throughout my last year and probably year 12, 13, 14 were parts of my career where I was thinking, you know, is this it? Do I have one more? Do I want to play one more? And the answer was always the same, yes, yes, and yes. And I got to year 14 and could start to feel father time and start to feel the hits that had left a lasting impression and just knew that was it. And I knew you know, there was a chance that somebody would get hurt and my agent would get a call and maybe I'd play one more, but I got to the point where I just knew and I had played a long time and had a lot of great memories and met some amazing people along the way, but it was time. My body knew it was time, and I've got four young kids that needed more of my time. So it was a pretty easy decision for me.
Carson Palmer joining us here in the jungle. So you mentioned your alma mater, USC, your fellow USC alum, Sam Darnold. Carson could not have started his NFL career any worse than he did throwing that pick six on his first play from scrimmage, but the guy bounced back and he showed so much composure the rest of the way on Monday night. So what's that say about him not only as a player but as a leader?
Well, that's what you're defined by. You know, it's how you react and how you overcome bad things that happen, because everybody's going to miss a pass and throw an interception and all those things, but it's what you do on the next series and it's what you do throughout the rest of the game. And to see, you know, he drops back and rolls out and throws that ball and ends up in the other end zone. There is no worse feeling than that. And it's easy to go in the tank. You're on Monday Night Football. You're the youngest starter in Jets history. And, you know, all these things. And he blocked it out. He moved on to the next play. He didn't dwell on it. It didn't affect the rest of his game. And it just shows you how mature he is. He may be young you know, he's everybody's talking about how young he is and he left college early and he's the youngest player in X amount of years, but you're only as young as you play, and he played like a veteran and he showed that team that it's not too big for him, it's not too big of a moment, and he made the best of his opportunity, and we're just going to continue to see him grow. He's going to have his struggles throughout the year, but you saw the resiliency in him on Monday night.
Carson Palmer joining us. Great to talk to him. Carson, you mentioned that he left college early, and then at USC right now you've got a guy who left high school early in JT Daniels. I mean, he's just starting off right now, but he's really precocious and really unique. What do you think when you see him?
I absolutely love his game. I've been following him. He's, as you know, an Orange County guy. He went to Mater Dei High School, and my brother's been working with him for a long time, been telling me about him since I think he was in like sixth or seventh grade, sending me videos and so JT Daniels goes way back with me, and I really think he has a chance to be one of the best to ever play at USC. He is so calm and cool and smart, and you saw some – I know they lost on Saturday night, but you saw some great vision. He's great in the pocket. He's really slippery in the pocket and hard to get his hands on, and he can throw the ball all over the field. So I'm really excited, and you rarely – from a college standpoint, go from a Sam Darnold to a JT Daniels. A lot of times you go from Sam Darnold's success and all the things he brought the university, and you have a lull and you have some years where you're trying to find that next guy. Well, Coach Helton and USC have done a great job finding the next guy because he's it.
Carson Palmer joining us. You know, Carson, when you played, everybody who played with you, guys who played against you, always talked about your legendary toughness. As an example, you broke your arm last season against the Rams, yet you were still jogging around on the sideline. And according to Drew Stanton, you still tried to get back into the game in the next series. I mean, were you just kind of wired like that? Where to play that position in that league, you've got to be tough, but you had next level toughness. Where did that come from? Was that a mindset or something else?
I think it's always a mindset. But that was my game. You know, every quarterback knows their niche and their game and their strengths and their weaknesses. My weakness was getting outside the pocket and trying to run with the ball. I wasn't running past or over anybody. My strength was sitting in the pocket, being able to take big hits. You know, being a 6'5", 245-pound guy, I was built for that. I wasn't built to get outside the pocket and run. So, you know, I knew that was where I needed to excel, and that was something I needed to have success. And I don't know, I did some different stuff in the off season, I guess, over the years, kind of developing a pain tolerance by actually finding ways to put yourself in pain and kind of block it out and focus on other things. And, you know, it's just everybody has to find their own sweet spot or their own thing that kind of separates them and makes them who they are. Every quarterback has to find that and has it, and that was what I used and one of the things that helped me excel.
That's pretty wild. I mean, so like, what kinds of pain were you looking for in the offseason to help develop a greater tolerance for pain?
I spent a bunch of time at the end of workouts, whether kind of doing boxer type workouts, where I was laying on the ground and would take hits from a medicine ball. I would stand up in a throwing position and my trainer would have boxing gloves on and just kind of rattle your rib cage a little bit, get you used to that feeling of getting hit while you're throwing, that feeling of being tired, being exhausted. And then you take one right in the stomach that should knock the wind out of you, and fighting, you know, those opportunities where you really should have the wind knocked out of you, but you could train for that and build up tolerance and build up strength. So yeah, I did a lot of those kinds of things and I think they served me well.
Carson, one thought before I ask you about the FedEx program, and you've got plenty of time to talk about that. You mentioned your brother Jordan, and he's worked with some of the best young quarterbacks in the game, and a lot of people look to him in terms of development. I mean, he clearly has a knack for this sort of thing. Did he always have that kind of eye and that vision for it? When did you know that he could do that kind of work, the kind of work he's doing right now?
Not until I started training with him. We played together and for the Bengals for a handful of years, and I saw an ability to teach, but it wasn't until he had retired and I was working out with him in the summer with some of the guys he was training for the draft or some high school kids he was training locally, where I really realized he's a teacher. And everybody thinks, well, if you played, you can go into coaching and you can be a good coach. That's not true. There's something different about a great teacher that makes somebody a great coach. And you got to be able to relate to guys. You got to be able to, you know, some people hear things differently or they take things in differently. And you have to recognize that as a teacher and a coach. And he has that ability. He has that. That's one of his strengths, is realizing the best way to deliver a point and the best way for each individual guy that he's teaching or coaching, the best way to deliver the point for each guy. And that's something that's rare. That, you know, I've played for a ton of coaches and not all of them are great teachers. So it's hard to find a coach that's a great teacher, and Jordan definitely has that ability.
Carson Palmer, my guest. You're working with FedEx on their Air and Ground NFL program and its relationship with the USO. It's a great program, Carson. Lay it out for me. How can the fans get involved, and exactly what is the program about?
Well, it's really cool. The USO Pathfinder program is really cool. It's inserting two service men or women to the Washington Redskins and two to the Tennessee Titans, and giving them an opportunity to work for an NFL team to see everything that's going on behind the scenes as they're getting ready to acclimate back to civilian life. And that's what the USO does. That's what their specialty is. They help our retired service men and women move on to what's next after they retire from serving our country. So FedEx is doing an unbelievable thing. I'm honored to be the spokesperson for the year. So, Jim, make sure you're voting each week. I'm voting for Ryan Fitzpatrick for the Air Player this week. that's my guy. Rhino Fitz is my guy, so I got to vote for him and Saquon Barkley for the ground player of the week. And FedEx is donating $2,000 on behalf of the air and ground player each week. So $4,000 goes to the USO. It's a great program. You can vote online. You can vote on Twitter, on Facebook. Make sure you hashtag Aaron Ground and get the chatter going.
Well done. Carson, I don't know if you know this or not, but Ryan Fitzpatrick, you may know this or maybe not. Did you know he went to Harvard?
I played with Rhino in Cincinnati for a couple years, and he's one of my favorite teammates ever. He's one of my favorite guys currently to watch play. He is absolutely fearless. You saw him last week run over a safety on the goal line to get in the end zone. He plays like a linebacker. He can take off and run. He can absolutely spin it. I knew he went to Harvard, Yale. Which one is it?
He went to Harvard.
Yeah.
I know. Amazing, right? No, you're right. He put his head down. He was amazing. Also, last thing, Carson, you are the subject of an NFL Network documentary, A Football Life. It's a great show. It's going to drop on Friday. Listen, you've always been amazing with the media, as evidenced from this interview, but you've never been somebody who was looking to make it about yourself. So are you looking forward to that as you get closer and closer to air?
Yeah, I'm excited to see it. You know, throughout my 15 years, I shied away from those kinds of things, and I never had a camera crew in my home around my kids and family, so it was the first time for that, which actually ended up being really, really fun for my kids, and it's a great chance. My kids went to games and were interested in the cheerleaders and the mascots and all the hot dogs and sodas and all that kind of stuff going on around them, and never really saw the football or were focused on football, so it's a really cool thing to kind of go all the way back to high school, my playing days, through college, through Cincinnati, Oakland, and then into Arizona. It's a really cool kind of yearbook for us to look at some point down the road and for them to reflect on and me to reflect on. But it's really cool. It gave me a chance to really kind of vent and let some things out that I kind of buried deep down inside and was so ingrained throughout my career to move on to the next play or move on to the next day or the next game. So it was a really cool opportunity, and I'm excited to watch it on Friday night.
I'm anxious to see it also. Carson Palmer appearing courtesy of FedEx Air and Ground NFL program. Carson, so great to get caught up. Like you said, I can't speak for you, but I was really looking forward to talking to you once again and getting caught up. That was fun, man. That was a blast. Thank you so much, and great to have you back.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Good to talk to you, man.
You too, Carson. Have a great day. Great, great job. That was a great conversation. Didn't mean to keep you so long, but again, I haven't spoken to him in a while. That was fun. Carson Palmer. 15 years in the NFL, three-time Pro Bowler, 12th all-time in passing yardage and TDs. He had a great career. Heisman Trophy winner, consensus All-American, first pick overall. And he's got himself the NFL Life, A Football Life, which is going to air and appearing courtesy of the FedEx Air and Ground NFL program. Take a short time out. Your thoughts on it?